Welcome back. Our second guest, also an extraordinary person, Barbara London, served in the air wing of the Army, and during World War II was flying planes to the East Coast as part of the war effort. And Barbara actually is a cover girl. She is on the current issue, or the soon-to-come-out issue of Air History Magazine that comes out in August. There she is, an extraordinarily beautiful photograph of you.
Well, we're all beautiful at 21.
Tell us about your experience during the war.
Well, the war was getting to the point where we needed more pilots, and we didn't have enough men, so they decided to use females. And I was one of the few that had been flying before the war, so I had enough time to be effective for the Army. So I joined the Air Transport Command as a civilian pilot, and we were used to ferry airplanes from the factory to the points of embarkation, like Newark, where they were put on boats and sent to the battlefields. And we spent the 2.5, almost 3 years taking airplanes from factory sites to points of embarkation in the United States. As civilians, we couldn't go overseas because we were not commissioned. We were civilians.
But you actually commanded 80 women pilots?
That was the squadron in Long Beach at one time was that large. Wow. It averaged about 40 or 50.
Wow. And you were the commanding officer of these female pilots?
Yeah, I was lucky.
Wow. As some of our viewers may know, Long Beach was a major aircraft manufacturing center, and Douglas Aircraft, later acquired by McDonald and then later acquired by Boeing, was instrumental in the war effort. In fact, General Eisenhower stated that the planes produced at the Douglas Field in Long Beach helped win World War II. Let's take a clip, look at a clip of those planes being produced during the war.
1943 was a peak production year at the Douglas plant in Long Beach. Some 43,000 labored around the clock, 7 days a week. The men and women of the Douglas workforce turned out more than one aircraft every 2 hours. Their basic wage was 60 cents an hour. At the heart of the Douglas production effort was Rosie the Riveter. Women made up the majority of the Douglas wartime workforce. Their efforts enabled the Long Beach plant to produce nearly 10,000 aircraft by war's end. For Douglas, the war years were marked by many production records. Long Beach became the first facility in the world to produce $1 billion worth of aircraft. The plant also delivered more pounds of aircraft than any other facility.
Barbara, B-17s, DC-3s, A-26s, all produced
by Douglas.
Tell us your memory of those war years.
Well, it was fabulous because being a 21-year-old girl and being able to fly a B-17 and particularly the A-26 was something you just dream about. But Douglas built some beautiful airplanes, and most of them were built, most of those were built in Long Beach.
Yes.
So we have a great legacy here in Long Beach for Douglas and now for Boeing.
Well, here's another absolutely hauntingly beautiful photograph of you as a young 20-something-year-old with your pilot's helmet on and at the controls.
The B-25.
That's a B-25.
North American B-25.
Wow. Wow.
Made in Inglewood.
And there was some period of 5 days where you made five flights and you were given an award by the Army?
Well, actually, that was kind of used as an example of what could be done. I didn't do them in five consecutive days, but it was over a period of 5 days, and it was four different kinds of airplanes from Long Beach to Newark and back.
And pictured here, you're with General Arnold receiving what?
The Air Medal.
The Air Medal.
And that was done as a symbol of showing what the women did. It wasn't necessarily for me as an individual because I didn't do anything that all my girls didn't do, and
sure,
I had 40 or 50 girls. But it did tell the public what the girls were doing and what those women were giving for the war effort.
And we remember the Rosie the Riveter and all that. And even though in World War II, women were not yet in the military. That changed after the war. They still played a critically important role in
very
filling
important
the jobs that the men vacated to go into the military. The factory jobs that had been occupied by men, basically, now were done by women. And it kind of lasted because after the men came back, some of the women didn't want to leave. They liked those jobs.
That's right. And actually, we don't give Rosie the Riveter enough credit. If she hadn't been as capable, that's like my mother, my aunt, my grandmother, those kind of women that went in and built those airplanes, I wouldn't have had them to fly. So we owe them a great debt of gratitude.
And you've passed on your love of flying to your two daughters, including Christy, who's a pilot, and your sons-in-laws are both pilots.
And my older daughter's a pilot for Captain for Delta.
Really?
And Chris is it works for JetBlue.
Yep.
So we're still flying. All the grandkids fly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've imparted that love of flying to two generations now.
Well, you see, my kids never went to grandma's in a car. We always threw them in the back seat of an airplane with a box lunch and a bottle of water. And
so it was second nature.
We flew to grandma's.
It was second nature to them.
So it was natural.
Well, let me thank you as a proxy for all of the women who served so admirably in the war effort. And we have a minute left, Barbara, for you to say whatever you want to our viewing public.
Well, I think the women in all phases did a lot for World War II and continue to do it today. I think of the women in the war effort now in Bosnia and places. They're flying every airplane the men fly and flying in battle.
Yes.
And we owe them a great deal of credit because they're just, we no longer have the break between males and females. They're all doing their job for their country.
Well, you truly were one of the pioneers of women in service, and we thank you for that.
I was lucky.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky to have you on the show, and congratulations, and stay with us. Our third segment will contain a tribute to a dear friend of mine and so many. He's no longer with us, but we're going to try and make him come back. Stay with us. More of our show after these messages.